You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hello, hello. We are back in studio. This is Big Wigs. If this is the first time you're listening to this show, wow, saddle up.
Where you been at?
It's
58, 59. What are we on?
We're almost 60.
We're almost 60.
That's all
I'm
you need to
60.
Know.
I'm 60.
I'm 60. We're your hosts, Andrea Lopez.
Anna Roisman.
Woo!
We're on YouTube now, bitch. We are ready to rock. And this is Billy Joel, our other co-host.
Special co-host today.
Special co-host. Toy Poodle Billy Joel, you're such a good co-host. What do you have to say?
He really is. I thought we were haunted in the studio because he was barking into the midair.
He was growling at something and we're all like, is it a mouse? Is it a bug?
Last thing I need right now is paranormal activity.
I know.
No, I'm telling you right now. So last week you had a hard week. This week I rolled in looking disheveled, looking like a whole ass mess.
She does not look disheveled. I'm like, okay, you look cute.
Yeah, not even remotely.
Okay, in my brain though, I'm so disheveled. I showed up late today. And I was like, guys, I'm falling apart.
I did get the text from you before where you were like, I'm having a bad day. I might need to be revived before the podcast. And I literally was like, don't worry. I have animals for that. How do you think I survive? How do you think I get on with my life?
Right.
I have poodle puppies that just like literally when all feels like it's going to shit.
Yes.
People out there, if you have an animal, like you just smother that animal, you know, and they give you the love you need. They know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, therapy, medications, those things are great too. But honestly, having an animal around is just like, phew, thank God.
It makes every situation lighter. I realized, I was like, what is my dog today? It's my yoga pants. These yoga pants are holding me together.
They literally are.
Like a moment for
I
the yoga
that's
pants.
Their job.
I believe entirely it is to cinch you together. No, but I just want to give a shout out to yoga pants because sometimes when I am sad and I have nothing to wear, I don't like anything, I feel gross, my life is falling apart. You just slip on a little sleek pair of yoga pants and you're like, you know what? My ass looks good today.
I'm back.
I am so back.
You are.
So anyway, thanks to my yoga pants. They're Aloe brand and we're not sponsored by Aloe, but we should be because they're fantastic.
I'm sponsored by Aloe.
Wait,
are you kidding? I don't know what you're talking about. We need to bring this back, doll. We'll bring this back when I'm in a Kris Jenner wig,
please.
But you absolutely know who their sponsor is. No wonder they can't afford you. Big wigs.
Yeah, because Kris Jenner took all of their sponsorship money.
Like, how on earth, like, I'm curious what the number was, like, in that room where they were like, you guys, I think we should pitch this to, like, a Kardashian. And Kris was like, I'll take this one. I got it.
This one's on me.
How much money? She posts at least once a week.
So not only, it's obviously a long-term campaign, right? Because she'd be posting the Aloe all over the place.
Mostly, I know what it is. It's static photos. Yeah. It's a carousel of static photos.
Yeah. Of her all over her house doing God knows what and just then just like, flaunting the Aloe gear.
Like, she makes it look like she goes to the bathroom in the full gray sweatsuit, you know? Like, she takes a pee and then she's going to go downstairs into the kitchen. But before she goes, she's going to switch into the pink warm-up suit, you know? Like, she's literally, like, it's at the front door of every room of her house, like a new Aloe outfit.
All of them. And she really does a good job with highlighting like how good they look because they all look great. But here's the thing. There's just so many of these athleisure brands. How does Lululemon feel about all these Viore, Aloe?
They were like the first, right?
They were the OGs.
Lululemon. I still have leggings from, that's how you know it's a good brand. That I still have leggings from them from like 10 years
ago. They stand the test of
time. They do.
I really have the zip up jackets. They all do the same thing.
Yeah.
Relatively. But I will say these are soft and Kris Jenner, you know what you're doing with Aloe.
She knows what she's doing. Can I say one thing? I really want to love Skims. Like, and I do love a couple pieces I have from them, but I've had multiple pieces break. Their customer service is great. They will send you a new one or give you the credit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just want the quality to be a little better. Like, cause I like the look.
Right.
And then I order it. And then I've had literally two things rip. Not because I'm like ripping them on me or like whatever.
I'm hearing from you is your vag flaps are too large and they rip at the seams because they're just overlapping.
I'm busting through Skims over here. No.
Your labia majora. What even is the, are they labias?
Well, I was talking about sweatbands, but yeah, I guess your labia
ham
hits
sandwich.
Oh my God.
I'm only bringing this up because Skims are known for being so skinny and there's no room to fit a full woman.
Is true. Yeah. Yes. The thong, you got to size up like four sizes up.
We need to go and read the reviews because I'm sure they're just like, make sure you size up 10 sizes.
And you know what's so sad? I only have the thong because when I went to film a video at the pop-up in LA like a year ago.
You bought the thong.
I had to buy something. I had to buy three items. So I bought like, I don't even remember. I got a bodysuit that's too small. And then I got this thong that literally cuts your vagina in half.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a small, what? What? Like, I couldn't, I've never worn it.
It's floss.
I don't know where it is. Yeah, I used it as floss. I leave it in my bag, and every time I eat a kale salad, just I'm a little, like, you know.
That's a thumbnail for the YouTube.
What's so funny is that video did so well, right? Essentially promoting Skims. We went to the one in, we went to the pop-up in New York City.
Almost got kicked out.
But in LA, I went in, and so they were like, what are you buying today?
Right.
And you have a three-item limit. So I remember just being like, panicked, and I was like, well, this is cheap. I'll buy a thong. And it doesn't work. So I paid for something that I can't even wear and gave them free promo. Something's wrong, right? This is why I...
No, this is how we get gypped.
I'm not rich yet, you know? This is why, because I'm paying to make videos.
See, if that isn't the truth.
That's true.
I just did the Oompa Loompa, the Meth Lab Oompa Loompa girl.
Oh, yes.
And
Dre was holding on to that girl.
I was holding on to her.
She was like, it's still coming. I'm like,
what I need to stop doing is teasing my content. Mm-mm. Because it takes me for so long to actually like get it done and edit it that by the time it comes out, people have already forgotten that I even teased it.
I honestly, it's funny because that you say that I have gone ahead and almost teased stuff recently. And then I'm like, actually don't. That's what the content is.
That is right.
And I think about it when a brand pays you to make stuff. They're also like a lot of brands, you know, you guys will see this with like influencers and content creators and whatnot. You know, the story comes with the content. Like you don't do it ahead of time. Like, hey,
don't
guys,
tease it. Don't tease it.
I might be drinking a bottle of water later. Stay tuned.
Ain't nobody tuning in for that. Right.
So we have to think, I think, in terms of like the business side of it. Like if we tease it, you know, I like when we're together, we're making something stupid and we know it's going to come out because it's timely, whatever. Fine. Maybe we'll tease like a photo or like, you know, we always do Chris and Court. It's not like a new thing.
People already know it's an ongoing segment. Right.
But if it's a new thing, like you're saying, where you bought a costume, you spent money and you tease it and then you're like, I don't know when and you're moving, you know?
Right.
Like last week, I feel like I shot two things last week. Haven't even looked at it.
It's a matter of, so don't even tease it. Wait for it to just come out.
Was it funny.
Love is Blind stuff?
I did do something Love is Blind that I axed, but I did a new character. I told you who I did.
Yes.
And you've
been sitting on that.
I almost teased her. I know. And I love it. But literally when my boyfriend is like, I think you should reshoot it. You're like, oh, fuck me. Wait, what? I sat there for 2 hours. I ordered all this shit. I like...
Reshooting the word alone is a death sentence. I go, no, I'm not reshooting it.
I know. I should show Dre. I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah.
Did I show you it?
No.
Okay. I'll show you after we record and you'll tell me if I should reshoot. I probably should and it won't be.
Yeah.
But it's because I bought fake teeth. I told you this.
Right.
And they don't fit my mouth. And I'm literally like.
So like, that's like distracting from the actual video.
So Jared was just saying it's funny. Yeah. But that's not the joke. If that were the joke, that the teeth were the joke, fine. But he's like, I know you want to do this impression and you do the voice well. And I heard you do it without the teeth. And he's like, just fucking do it without the teeth. And I'm like, but I like that teeth. Like to me, I'm like, that's so funny. I don't know. Anyway, why am I talking about this? What are we talking about?
Well, no, I was mentioning the Meth Lab Oompa Loompa and I just held on to the video. And then after I wanted to return the costume, because I'm done paying for stuff to make a video.
Yeah.
But she's got little gloves on. The gloves are dirty. You know, I took the costume around. I took a little smoke break in it. I went rollerblading.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a very involved video. And so now I'm looking at the dusty ass costume and I'm like, I can't return this to. So now I just haven't. Anybody needs an Oompa Loompa costume? It'll be on my Poshmark later.
Call Dre.
Call me up. We can all switch Halloween costumes.
You would laugh at how many items of clothing I have from Amazon that I have ordered to do a Julia Fox video in the last 2 months that I have not been able to do.
I was going to say, so are
and
you
every
just
every time I'm about to do it, she comes out with something new. I have an idea to just use some of it because I'm like, I bought it.
Right.
I got to do something with it because I don't even know if I can return any of it. It's not opened, you know?
Right.
Same with Jared. He asked for for a Pookie sweater. I bought him three, 4 weeks ago.
I mean, he could wear this one right here if you guys are watching the YouTube. It's a little cute, like black turtleneck kind of thing. Well, not really a turtleneck.
It's just a hood. It's a hood, guys.
It's VQ.
It's a hood. It was cute until Mike was like, it's kind of Kanye-ish. And I'm like, What? Don't say that.
Well, it's just the way you were wearing it.
Or it's a ghetto Kermit the Frog. You know that meme? When he's hiding his face and it's the evil Kermit.
Yeah. It's ghetto Anna, guys. Bye. This was fun. I'm going to take a quick nap and I'll be back in 10. Anyway, you know, it's funny when you get the stuff, you're like, well, this will make me make something. And then you're like, I don't have time. Sometimes life gets in the way.
Life has been getting in the way. We have been moving, shaking. I just locked in a new apartment. So
I know. Tell the people, because we've been hearing your woes about apartment shopping.
Yeah.
For the last few weeks. So you landed on something.
We landed on one. It just took forever to get there. And then there was always back and forth. And you got to ask him. It's a brand new building. So, of course, there's all these, you see a couple weird things and you wanted to get it fixed. And there's just so much conversation with the realtor and the management. It's exhausting. If you guys don't ever have to do this, I don't wish it on my worst enemy. Looking for apartments in New York. It's a lot. But the good news is we're signing on Monday. And, we'll revisit this whole shebang in a year.
That's good.
Which is frustrating because we'll probably be moving out of that place in a year. And then my other news is that I officially got a new job. This is good. This is all good. This is good stuff. Now, when do I get my first paycheck? I don't know, but you guys will know about it.
Okay. I will know about it. She'd be like, Anna, we're going out for martinis.
Anna,
let's go, bitch.
We need a martini real bad.
Yeah, we really do.
I gotta make sure just to do a budget this time, because obviously this isn't a job in media. But I really just need a job in the interim while I'm looking for other work. So you're looking at the new education associate of Italy, Flatiron location.
Okay.
Okay.
Go off, girl. I love a good Pinot Noir.
A little Pinot, a little Gorgonzola, maybe a little cheese platter.
Here's the thing. You love Italy.
I do.
You do. You love Italian culture and food. I don't think this is a bad gig to just side hustle to fucking make a couple bucks, you know?
Thank you.
Drink some wine all day long. She's going to have a great day.
That's what I'm saying. We do wine tastings. Basically, I'll be doing demos. I'll be explaining. We'll be doing taste testings at the Flatiron location, talking to people. I'm hoping that it'll lead to great content for the podcast.
Yes, it will.
And
the people you will meet and see.
You will meet, you know, and who's to say? I may be talking to a massive exec producer that wants to cast us in something.
There you go. There you go. You know?
So that's the big old news. Come see me. I start next Tuesday.
It's all stressful. Yeah. I get why you're stressed, but at the end of the day, you're a living, like Mike and I were like, you're young. You're living in New York City. You're finding your way. You got a new apartment. Without your mom and dad, you know, like, and you gotta fucking make some cash. So you're getting a gig. Like, none of this is bad.
None of this is bad. It is funny though, because there's this new trending sound, which everyone's been talking about. I'm 30. I just graduated college, but it feels like I'm 10 years behind. I'm not doing this song justice. It's a TikTok
it's a sound. I was like, I have never heard.
Yeah, I've heard this song.
Can you sing it? Can someone sing it?
Dre just kind of talked it.
Yeah. And I was like, what's this sad monologue? Sounds like I'm 30 and I'm like, yeah. And it only goes downhill from here. And I made more money 6 years ago than I did now. Is that
the worst rendition of it? It's this girl that just says she graduated college 10 years ago, but she feels 10 years behind. She's never where she thought she would be, but it's sing-songing and it's this good indie TikTok sound right now.
Okay. I need to hear it. I'm 32 and
we feel like
also, just to be clear, that came out weird.
I'm 32 also,
right? Look at this. Yeah. I have a beautiful 5-month-old poodle next to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen.
And it's so true. New York, they don't say it for nothing, but it's hard to survive here. It really is. But we're doing the damn thing. You guys are watching us from the ground up. So those are my two announcements, you know?
I remember when I was let go from my job and I did my show, the unemployed show in my apartment for 6 months because I had a severance package. I used to have a great day job and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I want to just say, I'm really sad. One of my bosses passed away on Monday.
So sorry.
I know, Mr. Robinson. He was a legend. You should read about him in the New York Times. He was the president of American Express for many years. You
guys, I saw that picture. I thought that was your sugar daddy.
No.
Anna posted this picture with her of this good old, good looking silver fox.
And I just want to tell you my best memory about him because you will will love this. I'll never forget. This was at least nine or 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I guess 9 years ago, whenever I worked there. And when Hamilton first came out, and it was so hard to get a Hamilton ticket, right? They were like,
oh my God,
thousands of dollars. Right. And everyone was seeing it. And I was like, what? Like, I was so annoyed because I couldn't get a fucking ticket to Hamilton.
You know, Anna was feeling FOMO.
And Mr. Robinson and his whole family were going to see it. Obviously, their tickets were like $2,400 a piece. Mm-hmm. And I see him the next day. I'm like, how is Hamilton? And he goes, it was kind of boring. I left before act two.
What? Wow.
And I go, what? He goes, yeah. He's like, my friend. He's like, you know, it's a good show. You should go see the Gloria Estefan musical. Great dancing, great costumes.
See, this guy's got great taste.
I was like, dying. Like,
don't bore me with the old historical.
Like, we called him JDR. I was like, JDR, I would have taken your seats for act two. I would have just watched act two. I would have been like, tag me in, you know?
He was unimpressed and unbothered. Yeah,
he was amazing. Honestly, everyone dressed. We all dressed like down for that office, mm-hmm. like because it was a venture firm. He always dressed to the nines. Classy man.
I love that.
Class act. Yeah.
Dress for the job you want.
He was always dressed. No, I loved that. Anyway, that's like where am I? We were like catching up and I'm like, where was I? Oh, I was in LA for 2 days.
No, wait, you were on to another story about how you had a great job. And
that was the job.
Yeah, but I thought there was a point to that. Besides, then you also were like, oh, and by the way, I wanted to say,
when they finally laid me off.
Here we go.
I was going to say I was at the worst place in my life. I was temping because I had this amazing job for 4 years as an assistant, an executive, assistant. So I was temping. And that was like what I did to make some cash because I was doing stand-up comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
And this place was so fucking bad. They were racist and mean. And they would give me like $10 for lunch in Midtown. And I was like, I can't even get a cracker for fucking $10 on 51st and 3rd. Are you kidding me?
What is this? The fucking 70s?
It was literally $10. It was so bad. And I would be like, can I just like buy something and like pay the difference? And they were like, no, it doesn't work like that with our system.
They expect you to go to McDonald's and get the Happy Meal.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, I was at the worst place of my life. They moved my seat because I was working on a script. They like moved my seat so they could watch me better or something.
Wait,
and I was like,
what?
I'm doing the job. I'm answering the phones. I'm making the appointments, blah, blah, blah. I'm booking travel across the country.
Yeah.
They were so awful to me. And literally I just like cried every night and I prayed something good would come through. And then HQ happened. And so like, honestly, like when we're at our lowest point, Mike and I were talking about this before you came in, when we're at a really, because I haven't made any money this year. Like when we're at our lowest point, I really believe the universe is like, if you're a good person, if you work hard, something will fall into your lap. Mm. It has to.
Yeah, it's so true. And I should never read. I should read before I go to bed, but I was reading a Variety article, which was just talking about how dismal the entertainment industry is. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
Well, we also were in a strike. Mostly
a strike
for the last 6 months.
Right. And then following a pandemic where we couldn't even work anyways. So that buildup, it's not only are we due for good, some good juju, but the industry is supposedly on the up and ups. Cause
that's why we're doing this. Cause we're making our own path. Like you can't wait around for the perfect audition to come. And then you're one of hundreds. Right. And then they're going to be like, oh, we want her. Like, yes, that will happen to someone. And that's amazing. Right. But I think we're in a time now where we, you know, maybe they said it in this article, they're probably really conservative in what they're picking up in terms of shows and films or canceling after pilots are made. And, you know, even for unscripted world, you need a big name person for any fucking unscripted show you want to put out there. So, you know, go and make your own fans and pave your own way.
I also had a miserable box office summer. Like it was really bad. All the superhero movies flopped.
Yeah. Because people don't go to the movies like they used to. It's not like, you know.
I know.
Even I haven't gone that much. And you know, I used to go like every week. That's Jared. We go every week to a movie.
I know.
We haven't even gone much.
Which is crazy. Is that just, I guess it's a reflection on what's out there. And it's not nothing that, and also you can watch everything.
Right. We got a big, nice TV. Although I don't like watching movies at home. Like I went to the theater for the big Oscar movies. I take that back. But I do think it's not like an event like people used to do.
Oh yeah. I totally agree with you. I mean, I just watched Poor Things in the comfort of my own home. Wish I saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
Actually, was the strangest movie I've ever seen in my life, to be honest. It's black and white for the first 30 minutes with like ding, dong, ding, little harp music.
Yeah, it is.
I go, what's happening? What am I watching here? And then I just had to watch this girl with stringy black hair have sex all over the place.
So basically she was in my apartment.
So basically, but this girl, Anna, you're going to get some new extensions because this hair was like crimpy and yeah, no, big role. That's for how my hair Emma is Stone. Right now.
I'm like, Dre, stop watching Jared and me. Go home.
Remember the last time I said, Anna, are you giving specials to Jared? Because he's been helping out a lot. And you're like, girl, I haven't touched him in years. I was like, oh yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, set your standards, you know, as soon as the relationship starts.
Be like,
here are things I do and here are things I don't do.
This shit happens once a year, so, and it's on my birthday.
Wait, Jared's birthday is on Saturday.
Oh my gosh, he is an Aries.
He's an Aries.
Wait, what's the day? My dad's 25.
March 23rd.
Yeah,
really Saturday nice. Night. I will say, I don't know why, I have no income.
Dude,
but I am my credit cards.
Are you in this room right now?
I also just had my first late fee on one of my credit cards because I forgot about that one that existed, and I booked a huge hotel charge on it. And I was like, "Oh, cool, good for you, Anna." Uh-huh. But Jared's birthday is Saturday night. I know he won't listen to this episode before Saturday, and I do have plans for us.
Do you?
Yeah. I also asked, "Do you want to do like a party or like drinks anywhere?" And he was like, "No, no. I think we're going to a movie Friday night with his friends."
Nice. Don't even start.
Get me. Did you get a close up of that? I think we're going to a movie night on Friday. With
Don't
friends.
You even start, Anna.
Yeah. I have to just say, absolutely. It's your birthday. Okay.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He wants to see Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call? My therapist.
Literally.
They should have fucking hired me to do the theme song this time around.
Why didn't they? Why didn't they invite us to their special event they have at the ladder at their location? They froze it for the movie promo.
Oh my god! I don't know.
I saw the press about it, and I go, "Where was our invite?"
I don't know. That should have been an invite.
Who are you going to call?
I can't do it again. Who are you going to call? My therapist. Who are you going to call?
My pharmacist.
My pharmacist. Ooh, wow.
Lexapro.
Wow. And be like, hey, I'm sorry. We need another take. It's Ghostbusters. Can you just say the fucking words?
Wait. That's like in the movie The Holiday, isn't it? When he's like, Christmas is all around us.
That's Love Actually, love that, Dre. Yeah. What planet is she? Mike and I Mike, can you hit the button where her seat just drops to the fucking floor?
Christmas is all around us. Listen. Yeah.
Hello. Listen, Love Actually.
It was always Love Actually. No, actually, what planet am I on? Who are you going to call?
Love Actually. Wow. Okay, before we have a stroke, I think we should take a quick break.
We need it.
We need a break
for you and for us.
I'm going to chug some alcohol. Okay, bye. We'll be right back. And we're back, big wigs.
We're calm. We're collected.
We're good. Billy Joel is staring into the abyss.
We're cool as a cucumber.
Look at this little face. I mean, honestly, I think Poodle should be on every podcast, right? Because you're so sweet. Everyone's going to want to just look at him.
That adorable. Is that a Burberry vest he's wearing?
It's a copy. It's a fake.
It's a Furberry?
It's a Furberry.
Wait, does that brand exist? Because I'm sorry.
Probably.
Fake Burberry for dogs? Furberry?
Can I tell you something I discovered about him yesterday? His paws, like he has like webbed paws.
Oh, I was going to say that he has a sixth.
Do they cut those when they're born? Because he was from Alabama and they didn't do like a lot of the like, you know, stuff.
Anna, you got a dog from a breeder in Alabama. Okay. Yeah, are you expecting them to do?
His paws are connected. Like webbed fingers. I'm like, oh no.
I don't think that's a defect though.
I hope not.
If it doesn't hurt him, it's totally okay.
He's such a good boy otherwise. Okay.
He really is. We wanted to talk about relationships because I know you are a girlfriend of the year always.
A negative, definitely negative girlfriend of the year. Even like my friend the other night was like, for St. Patrick's Day, I'm making like corned beef and cabbage because my boyfriend really wants it. And I bought food coloring to dye our beers green. And I was like, what? I was like,
good Lord. She's
like, do you want to stay for dinner? I was like, I can't.
I mean, actually, that sounds delicious. I would love some of your homemade corned beef and hash.
I just wasn't in the mood. You know, I had just done a burrito. I was like, I can't.
Right. Girl, now. I just hammered a burrito. I don't want none of your little home cooked shit like, meal.
I can't.
Girl.
But wait, girlfriend of the year. I was like, wow, you're really nice. That's what he requested. And you're like obliging. Like, wow.
You're totally doing it.
Yeah. I'm not a nice girlfriend. I told you that a lot. I think I talk about that a lot on this podcast.
I think we've covered that.
It's a theme. Yeah.
It is a theme. Like, why is Jared still here? That is the age old question.
You're a good girlfriend in his eyes, and that's really all that matters.
You're right. Wow. Thanks, Dre. Yeah, can I record you saying that? I'm going to just play it for him every time we fight.
Anna, he already knows it because, believe me,
you're a good girlfriend.
Also, the moving. No, I'm really, we don't even need to get into this.
No, Dre, I always tell you, you're such a good girlfriend because you go to shows out of town. Her boyfriend performs a lot out of town. You go to these shows out of town. You go to everybody's, like, his friend's wedding parties and, like, weddings out of town. You book a ton of travel. You go to his family stuff. You're very supportive.
I'm supportive, right. But I also, I think there's, yeah, each person is looking for something different in a relationship. I think I can give my time, but there's other things that I feel like I fall short on, for sure. Every relationship is different. Like, right now, I hate confrontation, and I think he likes a little Marissa Tomei. So sometimes he's like, I need more Marissa Tomei. He wants more sass.
Do you know, that's who I get all the time. Like, when people are like, you know who you look like?
Oh, is that your celeb doppel?
That's who I always get.
No. What about, you always get Sarah Silverman, but it's a mix between Sarah Silverman and somebody
Marissa
else.
Tomei.
You're like, and in fact, Marissa.
That's who I get.
I could totally see.
Isn't
it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, you blend. He shot him right between the eyes. What does she say? My cousin, Minnie.
Wait, are you practicing for when you go home after?
I am. Thank you.
Wait, he wants you to fight him? That's what makes you a good girlfriend?
Not fight him, but be more assertive.
So he's Italian. You're right.
He's Italian.
This makes sense.
And right. And so I don't like confrontation. I like when I'm talking to people, I'll always just say, I apologize first. And I just, that's my way of having a serious conversation. And he's like, Dre, if you know you're right, fucking own that shit and be like, this is what we have to do. Like, you know, start being a little sassy Italian.
Okay.
And
I'm that person in my relationship. Jared will apologize to me and I'll be like, I'm not ready to fucking apologize yet because I have more feelings about this or I have shit to say. And you're just like, or it's pushing it aside.
It won't be between us. It'll be with like a restaurant, or if we get there on time and they don't have the table ready, he's like, Dre, you're allowed to say, hey, where's our table? Instead, I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's totally okay. We'll totally wait by the door. It doesn't even matter. Like, we're not even here. And he's like, what are you, like, you paid for this.
Yeah.
Assert yourself. And so I'm slowly getting there. So I think everybody looks for something different, but that's definitely an example of how I fall short.
Okay.
So,
but why are we talking about,
I'm bringing this up because of relationship dynamics. I just saw that Jenna Bush, you know, our girls, Hoda and Jenna.
We love Jenna. We love Hoda and Jenna.
We love. Jenna just came out and said that she actually enjoys when women flirt with her husband.
He's hot. Her husband.
He
is. Does that count?
She hears this podcast. She calls us. She's like, wait a minute, girl.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. And I just love this because I couldn't agree more.
That when people flirt with your boyfriend?
I literally ask Nick to send me DMs of women because it actually turns me on.
Wow.
I do not get hurt by it. If you have a good trusting relationship, I know he's not going to cheat. I like to know that my man is wanted.
I guess I think it's amusing.
Right?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, that's funny. Like, Jared will have people follow him because I post him all the time, you know?
Right.
Like, and he'll be like, do you know this person? I'm like, no. And like, it's very funny to me. I'm like, I love when like a girl will be like, yeah, I'm going to follow him. Like, he's hot. Yeah, you should hit on him.
Right? Not even that. Like at a bar, if you see a girl, I'll just watch it. I love watching the whole scenario go down. I'll never go up and be like, excuse me. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't think I ever would either.
Right?
I would like I just want to watch them in the situation. It's almost amusing, if anything.
Exactly, exactly. But if your man isn't wanted, like I know women kind of say they want to date down so that they don't have to worry about their men cheating.
Oh.
But it's like, girl, well, that's then your man, though, that nobody wants, you know?
Right.
It's like, wait, what do you think about yourself then? Mike,
that's
what do you
really
think?
Funny.
Do you want,
yeah, Mike, we need your opinion.
We need
on
the
this.
Men's opinion on this other side.
From the man's perspective of like how he wants a girlfriend or if,
yeah, how do
if
you
his
feel
girlfriend
about
wants
someone flirting with your significant other?
Well, like when I was in a long-term relationship with somebody that I think the, I viewed as very attractive, and I think the world also felt that way.
Right.
The world. So,
I obviously, part of the attraction there was that she was desirable to other men, but she would lean into it a little too much, and that would not make me very happy.
I totally get that.
So she was like, we always would fight because, like, it's not like you guys with your Instagram pages where you guys are like content creators.
Right.
Your Instagram page is your job.
Thank you so much. Like a big part Anna Roisman. Thank you so much.
Thank you for recognizing
us. Thank you, Mike.
But I had and even still, Jared and Nikki both show up in your Instagram stories from time to time or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's very clear you guys have boyfriends.
Right.
To me. And
I've literally been trying to like not show him.
I was like, I should get rid of him. Yeah.
Like, maybe it's because I know you guys then, but I don't feel like you're hiding them.
Right. Yeah,
I'm not. With my ex, she was like, she was very into Instagram because we were younger. She was younger than I was at the time. And like, she would post like bikini pics and stuff, and there would just be like no mention of me. And I know who was in, I know there were guys like in the DMs and like whatever.
Yeah.
And you know why I know that? Because I'm the guy that's in the DMs for these other women. I know how the game works.
Totally.
And I would get upset because I would just be like, well, like you got to at least have like a picture of me up there. So that at least there's like some way people would know. Like, I don't mind a little flirt, but like, it's one thing if you're just pretending I don't exist.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
You know,
that's a different, that's a
new
cool
level. Right.
Yeah. But if I have a question, if a girl, because you obviously you've worked with like a lot of female comedians over the years, if a girl and you get the DMs and you get people, I'm sure, at shows who come and like flirt with you.
Sure.
If would she get pissed off if like girls would flirt with you?
I didn't have enough of that until after we were kind of broken up.
Oh, okay.
Like that started.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, yeah, I think honestly on her end, anytime we would have like a backslide, I think that like anytime we would talk about that, that there were girls at the show that would be interested in talking to me or whatever. Like, I think that did turn her on a little bit.
Yep.
But then I would, I never played that hand right. Cause I would just be like, oh yeah, but like, I want you to come to the show. Or I think there's a part of her that was just like, no, but I'm kind of interested in the fact that there are girls that are coming up to you after the show and like trying to see what's up, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it. I think that you guys are right, but there's a balance.
There is a balance. You know what this just made me think of? When I first started dating Jared, it's funny because not immediately, but like soon after we were dating, I was like, I want to see what his exes look like. Like, I want to know. Or I'd be like, how did it go down? Like, how did you break up? Like, what happened? Or like, where did you used to go with them? Yeah. Or like, because like he'll casually, like we would be somewhere and he'd be like, I used to like go here with my ex. And I'm like, well, that's trippy. Why wouldn't I, you know?
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. That now you're thinking about her all fucking night. Like, I'd be like, am I the prettiest of the three? Like, he had two serious girlfriends before me. And I'll be like, then I'll offer information. I'll be like, well, me and Matt used to go here and we did this and we did that. And he'll be like,
you match it.
I don't want to hear. He doesn't want to hear that,
though. Yeah.
He doesn't care. And I was like, no, tell me. Like, was she, you know, did she dress cute? Like, where did she shop? Like, what did she?
Where did she get her extensions put in?
You know what I mean?
Do you
like that with Nick's exes or like with your ex? Like, do you offer up that information to each other?
In the first 6 months of dating, we definitely got into that. We were more friends first. And so I think we got into that learning more about the exes so we know what to do better in this relationship.
Got it.
But for sure, like, I found out certain things about his girlfriend that I was like, wait, what? And it caused a little friction.
Like
I still
what? Like what?
Like what?
Oh, no, I can't. Even though it was she had a
spill it, sis. Mike's in a mood. give me the tea, bitch.
No. It is funny to talk about it, but now it's like a little fun thing I use against him because it's a job that she had that was kind of a sexy job, and so now I'll be like, oh yeah, because she da 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 da, and he's like, Dre, stop. Like, it now it's a joke.
Wow.
But I definitely brought it up. Yeah,
I threaten to go naked on OnlyFans every day of my relationship. So it's okay. I'm like, Jared, I can make money. I don't mind showing it.
I'm going to show my feet and we'll pay rent.
I'll show more than feet. I'm going to get a pied-à-terre.
Oh my God. Actually, I love the sound of that. This is what Jenna said. It was during a Girl Code segment. Jenna and co-host Hoda offered advice to one of the female viewers, and she expressed concern about a friend constantly flirting with her husband. Cotby was appalled by the idea.
Well, that's different. That's a friend constantly doing
that's
it.
That's weird. A friend should never be on
Girl Code bar or a DM or anything. Right. Yeah, for
For sure. Girl code, never that. Jenna joked that it's sometimes a turn on for her. In quotes, this might be weird, but sometimes I like it when people flirt with Henry, she admitted. I'm just like, baby girl still got it.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
That is true. Actually, now that you said that, I literally in my head, I thought of a friend and she loves Jared. And like a lot of my friends are like, we love Jared.
Right.
But sometimes it's annoying at like a party. She'll like corner him and talk to him the whole fucking time. And I'm like, can you come hang out with us? Like, can you stop? Like, she's like,
that's a little
flirting.
Bit.
Yeah. Flirting. But I don't think she's flirting. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just like too much. And I'm like, I get that he's cute and nice, but like, let it be, girl.
But I'm watching you both.
Yeah. I'm more get annoyed with him because he's nice. So he won't like be like, he's sorry. I got to like leave this conversation
it's
and like
so true.
Hang out with my girlfriend I came with.
No, I totally get that.
You know what?
I totally.
I love Jenna and I love her. I love that Hoda's like, absolutely not.
What do you mean? He can't be talking to other women. I could totally see Hoda saying
that. So funny. So funny. Yeah. I'd be like, go out with them. Because I always threaten, I'm like, as soon as I turn 45, I'll probably have like, what, a 26-year-old boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Immediately. I need to get a facelift like all the housewives.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm not married. Like, it's a lot easier to just check out.
That's an Anna's future for sure.
What, a facelift or a breakup?
Facelift.
Probably both. Anna is absolutely destined to be like 50, like Kristen Cavallari, that situation.
Oh my God.
Do you disagree?
To let Jared like raise the puppies and be like, I'll be back later and go out.
No,
with
to
my,
get
like,
a little bored by the relationship.
You're going
to
get a little boy toy at some point.
And then get a boy toy.
Oh my God.
You don't think?
You know, she does have the energy for a boy toy.
I always used to joke I'd be married 5 times. So
first is for love. Yeah, my second is like, for money.
You're 9. What are you talking about?
When this show blows up and we're making money, Anna's going to be dating like some lifeguard or something.
And we're all going to be like, what do you see in him? You're like, well, obviously his looks.
His abs. Yeah.
Obviously the way he is.
Jared's going to kill me because you know he's actually listens to this sometimes. He's going to be like,
defend
what are you
man,
talking
Anna?
About?
Defend.
Yeah, I'm like, Anna's yeah, you know, sure.
I don't know.
I love that. I love that you see that for me. Honestly, I'm intrigued.
I know. I do love that.
I should go hang out in Murray Hill or something. Like, what am I?
Yeah, you need to.
Where do the young financial boys roam, huh?
Oh, you know where they were at? Stone Street for St. Patty's Day.
Ugh, gross.
Just all the finance bros.
Did you go out on St. Patty's Day?
No, because we were in AC this past weekend. We went to go see
that's
Bert
going
Kreischer.
Out on St. Patty's Day.
Well, we went the night before. We were at the blackjack table. I wasn't drinking Guinness on Stone Street, which it did look fun, though. I had FOMO. Low key, I had FOMO. You guys know I love a day drink.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. I want to change. What? You had a question?
I was going to say, did you go out for St. Patty's Day?
No. No. I actually sat in a bed and ordered Chinese food.
That sounds fantastic. I remember how I said I was on my workout grind. I've lost it. I got to get back.
You're moving. It's a hard time.
God,
I have not been on my workout grind because I've been like bopping around. Like I'm like, I haven't even unpacked from my apartment in LA. Like
I've been bopping around.
Wait, I wanted to bring us. We started talking about this before we went on air, but there's this hot new documentary series out that everyone is fucking talking about called Quiet on Set. Okay. Yeah. Industry term. Quiet on Set. And it's basically tearing apart 90s Nickelodeon TV shows, which I grew up on. And like, it's
all the TV execs that were attached to it.
It's sad. It's mostly about that guy, Dan Schneider, who like, I guess he was like the EP. So it's like his set.
Is he the acting coach? It also said he was a dialect coach.
No. They hired one that I read this. They hired an acting coach that like, harassed or like, you know, assaulted something bad to Drake Bell, who like spoke out about it.
So that was separate from Dan Schneider. And Dan Schneider was one, like a major producer on a lot of the shows.
He created them. He like basically, a lot of people are like, it was uncomfortable being around him on set. Like he didn't create a good atmosphere. And if you watch, they showed these clips. Did you watch that clip of like Ariana Grande? Like, literally like having an orgasm and like squirting herself with like whatever it was. She's like, oh, I'm wet. I'm so wet. Like it was so crude. And so like there were a lot of these. They show all these clips and you're like, oh my God. Like,
and to a little brain in our heads, we don't think that's anything weird because we haven't been exposed to that.
Like water gun, like, like everything resembled like coming and
oh my God. Also the Nickelodeon, they show that it's just a one big foot. And how it has like the foot fetish and the green goo. And they, I mean, you can look at all these foot
stuff. Yeah. So they like uncover all of this stuff. And then there haven't been any like sexual allegations against him, but like all the females have come forward and been like, it was really like uncomfortable being in those situations.
I think they said massage, like weird massaging.
Yeah. Like what?
That's what I saw, what I had read. I haven't watched the doc yet and I am afraid that it's going to ruin my childhood.
It is a little scary because they put that Ariana clip. It's like in episode one right away. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
oh, they introduce it right off
the bat. Yeah. And you're just like, wait, I loved these shows. Cause you're right. Mm-hmm. Kids have no idea, but and you know, I read this article, I guess it's in Hollywood Reporter right now. And he's like, I guess I do owe some people some apologies. Like, part of me
thinks that was the weirdest statement that he could have ever given.
Part of me thinks something bigger will come out of this. You know what I mean? About him. And so he's like trying to be like, I'm apologizing to everyone I let down or, you know, made feel uncomfortable. Like,
his apology was so low level. Weird. It was as if he slept with his coworker's wife. Meanwhile, dude, you are being charged with sexual misconduct with children.
Yeah.
And he's like, hunky dory, I'm so sorry about this.
No sexual misconduct. Like that's
sexual misconduct.
Like just like uncomfortable, like just like weird vibes. But they were saying the people he hired and stuff, like, you know, were bad as well.
What a weirdo. The thing I think it's most heartbreaking for me is the Amanda Bynes story. What about for you? Because I think she's introduced in the first two episodes.
She definitely is introduced. You know what was crazy? This girl is in an interview and she has blonde hair and I didn't know who she was. And then they showed her. She was also on All That. And she was the one who did Ross Perot.
I don't remember her.
You definitely would if you saw her. I can't remember the actress's name.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, oh my God, that was her. And like, she was told like, she was going to get her own show, like the Amanda show, like, you know, all this shit like went down and she's like out there being like, it was just so wrong. The things that we were told that were like funny and he's all like, they went through all the adults, all the execs like saw this shit, you know, like it's just so when you're a kid actor, you're basically a robot, you know, you show up to work, you know, you're told to be on this mark and you know your lines and blah, blah, blah. But like,
that's it.
You don't have, you know, you don't have the like confidence or like age even, you know, to
the wherewithal, the knowledge to you're just following what your parents say.
Yeah. Right. And you know, these parents are all so fucking weird because they're like, my kid's making our, you know, mortgage right now.
Right. Exactly. I feel so bad for them. And the way, which is so crazy is that as kids, I remember begging my mom, like, I have to be doing this. I need to go to the call. They would do these humongous call outs for all these, the talent. And we would go and then you see this and you're just thinking, oh my God, this the hell that they all went through.
Yeah. I used to be like, I don't need college.
Right.
What?
The bullet that you guys dodged by not being on Nickelodeon.
Millions of kids dodged because I know millions of kids wanted to go to be on. Yeah. That's everybody's dream.
Yeah.
And it is horrendous.
I don't know why it's called quiet on set yet. I mean, I know the term obviously, but I'm curious, like,
well, it's just don't ask, don't tell about the weird thing that's happening on
set.
It's
so weird. But it's also so weird. I got to watch the rest of this because I've seen so many memes and stuff about it that I'm like, I was like, we have to watch, you know, as soon as you like see it all over like your Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, I'm like, oh my God, I got to watch this.
Yeah,
shit.
Totally. It's all over TikTok. I've just seen clips of Amanda being in a hot tub, Amanda Bynes being in a hot tub scene with the producer.
Oh.
Not Dan Schneider, the other guy that was heavily involved in Nickelodeon, the writer of the Amanda show.
I thought it was him the whole time. He's like,
there's two different guys though that I'm getting confused now.
He, and I feel bad for Amanda Bynes. And I wonder if all of this like fed into her like problems now.
Absolutely. And I don't think she was able to step away kind of like Lindsay Lohan did.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that Lindsay Lohan, although there's been terrible reviews for Irish Wish,
you know, came out for St. Patty's Day and it apparently should have gone back in. I don't know. I don't know.
People said that they ordered the wardrobe on Amazon. It's given low budget. And for
it's
Lindsay
given
Lohan,
TikTok, that's where I order my costumes.
It's given TikTok shop. Okay. But that hurts me because I'm like, Lindsay Lohan, please. But she was at least able to step away for a second and handle her stuff and kind of.
Yeah.
Just be away from the spotlight. And I think Amanda didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah.
But it kills me.
Yeah.
And Drake Bell.
I know. It's really sad. It really is. Because you were like, these kids are set for life. They're so talented.
Right.
And then you don't hear from them for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, uh-oh, what happened here? It's so sad. Anyway, if you guys are watching the doc, 1000% write in. Let us know what you're thinking about it. Is this ruining Nickelodeon of our childhood? Kind of, you know.
Kind
of. Comfy couch. That big orange couch. That was it. Friday nights. That was it.
Oh my God. The big comfy.
Was it Saturday night?
Couch.
was I don't so remember good. What night it was.
No, it was Saturday. Snick.
Snick. Thank you.
Snick. Saturday is on Nick.
Not Fnick.
Not Snark.
Not Frick.
Not I love Fnick. It.
Wait, I wanted to ask you, did you watch the Ozempic weight loss special that Oprah did?
Oh my God. I thought you were saying... I thought you just wanted to talk about O being on Ozempic.
No.
No, I have not. Well, give it
to- I was waiting for it. I'm like, not what?
But okay.
Oprah did like an old school Oprah show. Okay.
Oh my God, like an O exclusive?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And it is on Tell the me. Same kind of set. And it's literally like, and Wait. She says, and she even says in the beginning, I haven't done this in 10 years.
Oh my God.
It was on ABC the other night. So it's like Hulu now. And it was she left Weight Watchers, right? She left being on the board of Weight Watchers, which she said on Jimmy Kimmel.
For years she's been with Weight Watchers.
She said she sold all her shares and donated it to this museum that I forget what museum it was, but yeah, which I'm like, well, that's cool that you can do that.
Wait, she donated Oprah. Her what? Her memorabilia from Weight
her
Watchers?
Her shares, her money from Weight Watchers. Oh, and she's no longer like a partner, you know what I mean? And she donated it to a museum.
Okay, I'm so sorry, because that story was just it was rich. It was giving big wig.
It's big wig.
I sold my White Watcher shares and I've donated it to my favorite museum. She did MoMA.
This literally. That was her interview on Jimmy Kimmel the other night because she was promoting this weight loss special. So everyone was like, yeah, of course she's not doing Weight Watchers anymore because she's on, you know, one of the weight loss. I don't know if it's Ozempic or what are they? Mounjaro. And there's another one that I'm forgetting.
I'm just thinking Mounjaro and Ozempic. Right.
There's another big one.
Yeah.
Wegovy. Anyway, she did this whole special and I was so excited to watch it on the plane. Of course, I fucked up my headphones, so I like had to read it and not actually listen to it.
Which, by the way, who does that happen to?
No one. Literally no one.
You couldn't even, it's not like your headphones broke. The jack that you inputted broke into the little hole.
I broke the plane. Like whoever's getting in that seat, sorry, broke the plane.
Was this a Boeing? Because you're a whistleblower. You're going to get yourself whacked off.
Oh my God. Am I? I already have 2 speeding tickets that showed up in the mail. And I'm like, that is not cool. I have to fight them. And Jared goes, Anna, they have cameras. Like they have a camera of you. Like I was driving in a bus lane and one's a speeding ticket. Whatever. Anyway,
a bus lane. I can't even either.
I owe a lot of money right now. And I'm like,
Anna,
I object. Okay. It does not say what on the Statue of Liberty. What does Cher say?
Oh, I was imagining Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon.
I object, Your Honor. No, but anyway, this special. Back to where the fuck I was on this.
I'm so sorry. I'm just not over the bus lane because the bus lanes are marked with bright red coloring.
Yeah, well, and if you're in a rush, honey, and you got that lane open, you're going to take it.
You're going to take the bus lane.
Okay. And you know what? No one stopped me until now.
Yeah, the government.
But anyway, this special was great, honestly. I thought I liked it. I really liked it. I talked about it a lot with Taylor Strecker this week, if you guys listened to Taylor. But it was just like a very... It was like finally you hear someone talking about it in public, you know, like and kind of normalizing it because I think it is every celebrity is on it. You know what I mean? Like these people aren't just magically losing weight overnight and going on walks or whatever their fucking, you know, excuses are.
Right.
And so she was like, it works for people. This is also, you know, if there was a drug like that for alcoholism, I bet honestly, people should take it. Like, It's, you know, she talked about obesity as a disease and I don't know. I do think not everyone needs it, you know, but if it is a way for you to, you know, change your lifestyle, great. Then go on it. I don't know. It made me appreciate it a little bit more, honestly. And that was probably the goal.
That's because Oprah is the end all be all. If you get Oprah to back your company.
Yeah,
that's the closest thing to God, basically.
She had people from the pharmaceutical companies who rep these drugs. And she also had someone from Weight Watchers. So she like literally brought everyone together because Weight Watchers is now supporting, you know, the drugs because
really.
Yeah, because it's not just like you can't just some people, I think, go on it and think like, I'll just take a magic pill and I'm going to be thin now.
Right.
Great. But then you also have to continue on with your life and you have to learn how to eat better or work out or like change something in your lifestyle. You can't just take a magic pill and go to McDonald's 40 times a week. You know what I mean?
So I hope so. Did this documentary, is it considered a documentary?
No, it's like a talk show. It's literally an Oprah episode. You're going to love it.
That's amazing. So what she's saying is that step one is pretty much Ozempic. And then step two is Weight Watchers because you need it to sustain the lifestyle.
For some people, because I think some people can go to the gym. You know, some people are lucky enough where they can go to the gym. They can kind of control what they eat. They don't eat 20 meals a day. Right. You know, like And some people, they can't do any of that. Totally. So I think it was very good. It was fun to see. Like, I was Oprah like, back. It's 4 p.m. on a school day. You know, it was just like a fun moment.
Yes. No, totally.
And she had the 16-year-old girl on who's like on Ozempic who lost all this weight. It was so sweet and like sad, you know, and now she's in the cheerleading. She's a cheerleader.
Wow.
And like she couldn't even like, she was like, you know, 300 pounds or whatever of it course. Was. But it is the special. I don't know if you saw the day after it came out yesterday, I guess Whoopi Goldberg was like, I've been on Manjaro for years. That's how I lost all this weight. Like people are now
Whoopi, way to jump on the train now.
People are now coming forward because Oprah's like, I did a special on it and I'll talk about that. I've been on these drugs and that's what works for me.
There's some celebrities that we're a little concerned about. They've got, they've taken it to two extremes.
Yeah. Or celebrities that were thin and you're like, what happened to them now? Now they look old and sick or scary.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just a problem of who's allowed to take it and who's abusing the product, because I just don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But that's a huge step. If Oprah is backing it, that's crazy.
You're gonna love it. Everyone should watch it just because I don't work for Hulu or ABC, but I liked it. It was like nostalgia. Yeah. And it was also like a topic that we like want to cover. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Absolutely. Everyone's been talking about it.
All right. We're going to take a quick breaky poo and come right back, Pookie. Okay. You hold tight.
Okay, babe. I'm holding tight. Hey, Pookie, we are back, and I just got her a little espresso martini.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and this shirt is made by Louis Vuitton, and my pants are Gucci.
I just want to say one thing, is this is such a quintessential Pookie outfit.
Thank you so much, babe.
Babe, you're looking fire.
Well, 9 years I've been waiting for this moment. You know, I got all my surgeries, and I feel good.
You look good, babe. We've come so far.
We paid for it, so.
I work in finance, bro.
What if we just do 20 more minutes of just Pookie and, what is his name? Jet.
Jet and Pookie.
Jet and Pookie. You know, there's going to be some murder doc one day called like the Jet and Pookie story.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Ozempic special, but get ready for the Jet and Pookie story. Special. Yeah. Snapped. What happens next?
Hosted by us.
No, we truly. I'll take the job.
Oprah's like, who? I don't know who they are.
No, we actually do hope the best for Pookie and Jet. We were joking.
Did that get dark? Joke. I love them. I follow her.
I do too.
Yeah.
Me as well. Half my explore page is now Pookie outfits. So the thing I'm here to speak about though.
Okay.
Is big old big wig bite of the week.
We're seeking those big wig bites.
There's actually a sound that goes in there. Beautiful.
Love that. I'm just saying we are so professional because we got sounders.
Yeah.
Like, give me a sounder.
I love it.
Or give me alliteration.
Oof.
So this is so you. It's so Anna-coded because we're talking about soup.
Yeah.
And this is Soup Queen.
I'm the Soup Queen. For those who don't know, I'm the Soup Queen. There's 15 episodes of my soups on my Instagram series. They bury those, so it's really hard to find.
I can't stand how they bury
stuff. I think I need to recut like them all as like 90 seconds so I could put them on as reels one day. I'm thinking about it.
Post them to your YouTube.
I'm thinking about it. There are on my YouTube.
Okay, well, restructure it so that.
Thanks.
Okay, sorry.
They are on my YouTube, Dre. Why are you fucking watching my YouTube?
She's like, YouTube, Anna. Put them on YouTube.
They always tanked on TikTok, but now TikTok likes longer ones. I might do that.
They really do.
Okay.
So, what are your thoughts on this limited edition Campbell's soup? It's grilled cheese and tomato soup.
I think absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah, I think absolutely not. I think the appeal of grilled cheese and tomato soup is that you got both and you get to dip. And that dip, everyone loves that dip and that pull and the together.
Crunch.
Yeah, I mean, the crunch, it's insane, you know? That's insane.
It's sick.
It's sick.
The cheese.
It is at the level.
Are you doing sourdough or pumpernickel bread?
Either. As long as they're soaked in butter and then crisps up. Don't you agree? I hate soggy bread. If there's fucking chunks of bread in that soup.
No, it's definitely going to be all blended.
Yeah, but what's the flavor then? Tomato soup. And then afterwards you'll be like,
is that a little cheese?
I kind of get a little grilled cheese moment. Yeah, no, you think it's a good idea?
I don't because I love the experience of grilled cheese and the soup. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's been a classic since the 80s.
It's really weird that this happened, though, because there's this corner. There's this restaurant. I don't even know the name of it on the corner of where I live on like, you know.
Don't say where you live.
No, but I'm just like, I pass by it when I walk the dogs literally every day. And the other day when it was nice out, there were like 10 people eating grilled cheese and tomato soup. As if it's the only thing this restaurant has. We have to go because...
Do you live in an alternate universe?
Maybe.
Like, that's crazy.
And then this came... And then you literally sent me this or whatever. I saw this and I was like, oh my God, what is happening in the universe? Because... I texted Jared. It's in my text where I'm like, yeah, another one. I saw another one today. It looks so good. Are we supposed to go here just for grilled cheese and
just for grilled cheese? It's such a niche thing that doesn't happen a lot. It's such a rainy day meal.
It's so good.
It's even better than, no, I'm not going to say better than chili, but I definitely think it's one of those meals where you crave it. And then once you have it, you say, okay, I'm good.
But I think every soup deserves its own like version of a grilled cheese. Every soup deserves a side to go with or to dip in.
Agreed.
So that's why I don't like it blended all together. Like we don't need to, some collabs don't need to happen.
This was one of those things. Could have done without. You know, they're celebrating, it's April 12th, National Grilled Cheese Day. Of course.
Got it.
So for April 12th. So now through March 20th, you can get, they only have 412 because of April 12th.
Where do we get it? I'll do a taste test.
April 12th. We got to do it.
Because, you know, I'm nixing it before I try it. So I will try it.
Of course. It's a sweepstakes. So you have to enter to win.
Oh, come on.
I know.
They didn't even make it.
Literally.
They didn't even make it. I want to see someone tasting it before I enter. Okay.
I know, right? It's combining two great things. Like if you already if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We've got a good combo. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah. Sometimes the companies now are like obsessed with just like
these collabs.
Yeah. Right. These like two brands,
Burt's Bees and Ranch Dressing, Hidden Valley. Oof. And now they've got the Burt's Bees Hidden Valley Ranch chapstick.
What?
Do I want to have my lips, my upper lip smell like ranch?
Oh my God.
No.
I think no. You're not going to kiss anyone. You know, people say don't eat garlic. Yeah. Don't use ranch lip balm.
That is disgusting.
See? I think it's just for the novelty of it. But what are you going to do? Give it away in an Easter basket?
Well, listen, we're talking about it on a podcast. So they did something right.
I will say the picture is very appetizing. Look at that. We'll show you guys the I mean, it's a good image. It's old school. It's got that vintage look to it.
This is what Dre has as art in her apartment. Wait, that's why she likes it.
Oh my God, you're so right. I have an Andy.
She's attracted to it.
I have an Andy Warhol addiction, I think, of art. And something about
it. And does the Campbell soup.
I have about 50 cans of Campbell soup on my wall. It's an art piece, okay?
As soon as she showed me, she's like, I love the aesthetic. I'm like thinking back to some TikTok where her boyfriend ripped her apart and was like, why the hell do I have soup cans behind my head here? You know?
It's an ode to freaking.
Are they gonna make it to the new apartment?
They are for sure.
Okay,
the pieces. Now, my friend she's got a new apartment and she thinks I'm more handy than she is, so she has me come over to hang up mirrors, and I'm good at that stuff. Like I can hand it, you know. I know my way around a toolbox. Okay, unrelated to me being Mexican, but she had me hang up this beautiful painting that she had commissioned, and I thought the word commissioned was such a bigwig word.
Big word. Yeah.
She was like, I had this painting commissioned and the painter was just showing me at different stages, the first stage, the second stage. And I really loved that.
That
and
is so nice.
I really think we need to get like for our studio, a painting commissioned.
Ooh, we'd love to commission one of you bigwigs to make us some art.
Who's an artiste and who can make us something?
Oh my God. You just reminded me I have to post something. Someone, I didn't commission them, but I should. No. Like they made a beautiful painting of Bobby Flay because they were like a fan. And
it's
I started crying. It was so nice. I haven't posted it and I really want to, but yeah. I didn't take a good, every time I take a photo, Jared's like, it's blurry. Your phone's dirty. So I'm like, then you take the photo. And I forgot to get the photo. Anyway.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah. Really nice. I want to commission someone to make me a peanut butter jar. I think I've told you this.
Oh my God.
To put
yes.
his ashes in.
For the urn.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. Well, I love that. Anyway, if you're out there and you're trying this Campbell's soup, let us know.
If you won one of the cans,
I got a golden ticket. Pour the soup all over your head.
Oh my gosh.
Who are you going to call? Uh-oh. There's a monster walking into the studio.
Is that an earthquake?
But don't worry.
After four, this place gets crazy.
Don't worry. Billy Joel will save us all. Okay, no, wait. Actually, Neil, this is you put some stuff on here. Sometimes Dre and I will put stories on our list and I'll immediately reject or she'll be like, no, or I'll be like, yay. You know, like we like comment on it before we even do the podcast.
Yeah.
There are two on here that I'm like immediately know. Mm-hmm. And I think you know which ones they are.
I totally do.
Go for it. Pick your faves.
Okay. Well,
boy, he's so cute.
I mean, I wanted to talk about the Neil deGrasse Tyson because he was doing a podcast with Kanye X's ex. Oh my gosh.
Who?
She's gorgeous.
Amber Rose.
Yes.
Oh, I love Amber Rose.
Neil. So that was not on my bingo card, a podcast with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Amber Rose, just like Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Which we're saving for our bonus episode this week. But Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying that she asked him about Mercury in retrograde. And Neil said, that's total BS. Mercury does not go in retrograde, meaning it does not move backward. But I think he was missing the point of like what Mercury in retrograde is.
Like what it means to a basic bitch like me.
So I wanted to hear your opinion and I can show you the video. But he is reportedly saying that Mercury in retrograde is BS and that it should not impact your life negatively.
Wow.
What do you say?
Wow. I say I have conflicting thoughts because I feel like, OK, Neil, like, what am I supposed to blame then when my life goes to shit every fucking so often, you know?
Exactly.
And then someone says it to you and you're like, oh, that's why everything sucks. Mercury is in retrograde. Yeah. I need that kind of excuse every so often.
Absolutely.
But if he really thinks it is BS, then it's like, okay, we've all been duped. You know what I mean? Like,
we have been so duped. Who works for the Mercury PR team? Wait. Oh my
He's
God.
Thirsty.
He's thirsty.
I have.
Wait, he looks. Oh, Bobby just lifted his head up.
This is Billy.
Oh my God. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. We were just talking about Bobby.
It's okay. I did that on. I made that.
Billy just popped his head up and just stuck his tongue out. So
you guys got to watch this YouTube because he's gotta so watch cute. YouTube. He's so good the whole time. Here, I'll give him a little of my water.
It's such a good plug for the YouTube. If you want to see Anna, look at this. The dog is literally drinking out of Anna's hand right now.
For and the, it's going for the all audio over audience. Us. Sorry, it's all over my legs and probably the chair and your head. Where were we? No Mercury in retrograde. Come on, Neil.
Come on, Neil. I mean, I can
How
play.
Do you feel? Sure, you thought it was bullshit before.
Well, no, it's not. I'm just like you, where I have actually had a sigh of relief when somebody says Mercury is in retrograde. I go, oh my God, because it's a relief. It's like, okay, it's not me. It's the universe.
Yeah.
All this shit is the universe's problem. But when he made a very scientific explanation of it, it made sense. He said that, do you think the planets now when it involves the waves and it changes the course of the weather and that can negatively affect your mood because of the seasons? I said, okay, that all makes sense. But he says the fact that Mercury, we're blaming that for the bad juju in our lives.
Yeah.
No, there's no way that one whole planet can go backwards and then affect everyone in the world at the same time. So he was kind of just making it make sense.
Curious what his take is on astrology in general, you know, because he's going to burst some bubbles with that.
when a girl's like, oh my God, you're a Scorpio. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it's Aries season. Good luck.
That's like totally not going to be good for your moons.
He's probably like, all that shit is made up. And I'm going to be like, no, this is all I've had.
It's all I have.
Seriously, in your 30s, like you turn to astrology. That becomes your grad school. Honestly, it's you are like, I read my horoscope every day.
Really? Do you?
Yeah.
Well, the thing that is
your baby.
Crazy to me is when people pay thousands of dollars to their resident psychic. Because they have nothing else. They want a psychic. And so pay like a lot of money for these celebrity psychics. And I'm thinking, bitch, you could pay me half that. I will read your palm.
Wow. Okay.
Because I also think it's, what is it? Placebo effect. It's almost you're telling yourself, it's kind of like writing a vision board for yourself. When you hear somebody tell you something, then you're like, you know what? That's going to happen. You have it already in your set in your mind.
Yeah.
It just begins to happen.
I love that.
And that's my take. You know, I'm no astrophysicist, but I'll be willing to read your palm.
Would you get a matching tattoo with me? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
I was like, immediately, no.
Absolutely. I'm not going to put it on my forehead.
I'll get a piercing with you.
I'll get a piercing with you.
Yeah. We should go get pierced. But
where do you need to get pierced?
Oh, I want like, I know what I want, actually. I want another one here and I want another one here. I want like two on this one and one more here.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. No, totally. I'm agreeing with you. It's because there's Kaya Gerber and Io got matching tattoos. And yeah. I thought, how cute. I didn't know they were friends.
And she wrote like, would we do this? And I wrote, no.
I'll get a little B. I'll get a little big wig. I don't, but I've been meaning to get one. You know, when the funds are better and I've got just like excess funds, I just want to have a little.
I don't want tattoos. Have a little fun. I never wanted them. My siblings have tons of them and really? I am like so afraid.
Ugh. Oh my God. Well, we've got a bonus episode for you guys. So if you want more big wigs, we've got another episode coming out for you guys. It's going to be a full catch up with
Kris Jenner and my wonderful third favorite daughter,
Courtney. You know what? You are such a bitch. Well. I literally cannot handle.
I know.
Thank you guys. Have an amazing week. We will see you back here next time. And also subscribe to our YouTube. We're putting up the actual episodes every single week. So get it together. Yeah,
we're rotating puppies too. So it's just a really great way to see my dogs grow up in real life.
Exactly. Live them, love them. Be a big wig. We'll see you next week.